What makes a man?
What makes a man a man?
Is it the woman in his arms? Just 'cause? And so on?
And so on?
Or is it the way that he fights every day? No. It's probably the first thing. Yeah.
'Cause you're a man!
We just watched Orgasmo, and we're going to talk about it and other stuff in this episode. So here we go.
First time.
This may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality, it's very serious, ladies.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast.
Zero Issues
Comic Podcast.
Hello, welcome to another lovely episode of Zero Issues. My name's Kyle.
I'm Bri.
And I am Merc.
This week we are sort of focusing on superheroes who don't, or like who
superhero
aren't.
Superhero movies.
Yeah. Ones that aren't based on comics.
Yeah.
Which, there's more of those than...
You know what? I was surprised. Like, there were ones that popped in my head right off, and I made a little list, and then I kind of started looking it up. I'm like, oh, dude, yeah, and then there's this, and then it just triggered a whole bunch of them.
Yeah. So, but before we talk about any of that, boring, let's do a warm-up first.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
All right.
Because we haven't been together for 6 hours already.
No.
We gotta warm up.
Welcome to the warm-up!
All right, so we're going to do a warm-up. I've been seeing, you know how the algorithm, your feeds, you see one video and you watch it or you like it, and then all of a sudden you just get bombarded with it.
Yes, I have a lot of women getting out of cars lately for some reason.
Women getting out of cars?
I guess I watched one woman get out of one car.
Weird.
I don't know.
I didn't think that was a genre.
Well, don't yuck my yum.
So I've been seeing a lot of clips from Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Okay.
Yeah. Which, I love that show. Super funny. Sure. And then there's like a couple of parts in there. I was like, oh, I wonder if we could do something like that. So we're going to do a Whose Line
We're going to see if we're as talented as...
And I swear, I didn't write any answers
comparable
beforehand.
Ryan Stiles.
That's right.
Yeah, really.
I love his Ryan Stiles.
But we're going to, of course, link it to comic books.
Yes.
Because that's what we're doing.
Of course.
Things you can say to Hawkeye that you can't say to your partner in the bedroom.
Ooh.
Nice shaft.
Mm. Yeah.
Put your eye out with that thing.
Get Ant-Man off the tip.
Ooh.
No, I've said that to her.
I mean, in fairness, Paul Rudd was around.
Yeah, it's, he's everywhere.
He's everywhere.
He's in my algorithm.
Yeah.
Getting out of cars. Yeah, getting into cars. Yeah. Riding in cars with boys. He wasn't in that.
I thought putting a boxing glove on the end would be a good idea.
No. Mm-hmm. Mind passing me a few shafts out of that quiver?
You make me quiver.
Oh. Mm.
Are you going to be Giant Man today?
Nice boots. Nice.
Keep the mask on. I mean, it's a good mask. You know, he doesn't wear that mask much anymore, and I think
he was
he
just
should.
About to reveal that he wears a mask.
Yeah.
You're great at boats.
Oh.
My girlfriend's terrible at boats.
Yeah.
All right, we'll jump to the next
one. I don't
one.
Have one of those.
Things you can say in the Batcave that you can't say while making love. Wow, it's bigger on the inside.
That's a huge penny.
Alfred,
why is there a penny in here?
Alfred, have you greased the bat pole lately?
Oh, has Joker come in here before?
Ooh.
How many villains have come in here before?
That's a lot of bat shits.
How did you fit that entire T-Rex up there?
Holy shit, you could park a car in here.
Oh.
Harold?
What are you doing down there?
Spelunking. All right, next.
Yeah. All right. Just avoid the guano.
Yeah. Things you can say while wearing a superhero costume that you can't say while wearing S&M gear. My mom is proud of me.
I mean, maybe.
Well.
I do this to avenge my dead parents.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God.
They were killed in an S&M accident.
Yeah. Yeah.
Things you can say in a superhero outfit that you can't say in an S&M. Well, I don't know. Having just watched Orgasmo, there's a lot of...
They're across the line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here I come to save the day.
You know, it's a good thing this mask doesn't have a zipper.
That would be Adam Smasher.
Yeah. Yes.
Or Grifter.
Yeah.
All right, next one. Last one. Things you can say walking into the Avengers mansion that you can't say while masturbating on the New York subway.
Jarvis, take my coat.
I just wrote down Jarvis.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a stop. I don't know, New York.
Star Fox is here.
Oh.
Mm.
Dr. Druid is here.
I think you could say that masturbating on the subway. Excuse me, sir.
Rick Jones, get your head out of there, being the fridge, of course, because he's going for a snack.
Mm. I've destroyed your vision.
It raises a lot of questions that I don't want to answer. I do not want them answered, absolutely not.
And here comes the maestro.
What the f***?
All right, so superhero movies that are not based on actual comic books. And some of these I had to look up because I thought they were, and then I'm like, oh, they actually aren't. Or there were comics, but they came after.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
There was a Marvel adaptation.
Yeah, like
the
Meteor
movie.
Like Meteor Man.
Was there?
Yes. There was an adaptation, and then there was a 6-issue ongoing, but was, you know, it lasted 6 issues. So, yeah. Meteor Man, of course, the movie about a man who is hit by a meteor and then gains the powers.
Became a man.
Now he's a man. I watched it last night in prep for this. I'm going to talk about Meteor Man just a little bit.
Yeah, that's absolutely.
Okay. So it's this guy and he's a substitute teacher and he's also a musician, but that is dropped immediately. Immediately, he gets his stand-up bass is stolen. It's like his car gets broken into because he's living in DC and the crime wave is high with muggings, mysterious. All police and detectives are furious because they can't stop the Golden Lords, a group of, you know, drug dealers and criminals
who steal upright bases.
They all have.
They want to start want to start their own band.
It's an all bass band. Yeah. Like that one bass. Spinal Tap thing.
Yeah.
That's another thing in my feet.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
But they all have like heads. Wesley Snipes, bleach blonde, Demolition Man hair.
So they're called
the Golden Lords. Don Cheadle is one of the higher ups there. He's called Goldilocks, despite the fact that they all have dyed blonde hair.
Except him.
No, he also does.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But, like, it doesn't make him special, so why is he called Goldilocks?
Well, how much backstory do we have? Like, maybe he was the first one to do it and everyone else copied him?
They are called the Golden Lords.
That's true.
They also have a tiger.
I mean.
And a Kung Fu Master Larry.
Well, yeah.
Every good gang does.
Yeah. But this guy, he's like, you know, he doesn't really want to get involved in saving his community until... He's struck by a meteor and gains the power of flight, super strength, and invulnerability. He can talk to his dog, and his dog can talk to him.
Mm.
Is that because he was hit by the meteor, it gave him dog talking powers, or does the dog also have powers?
Well, when he talks to the dog, he has to, like, bark.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so he has to speak
dog. No, it makes sense.
Oh, yeah, no. I mean, like, I needed to make sure the signs were sound.
So luckily, his best friend, Eddie Griffin, is there.
Oh, okay, there you go. Yeah. Yeah.
And his parents make him a costume. There's a whole montage of costumes. It's pretty great.
Okay.
There's a lot of like, that's the one.
It's just like a makeover montage.
Yeah.
Like.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
He, you know, saves the day, beats up the bad guys, mm-hmm. And
yeah, when you were talking about this past couple of days, I'm like, I think I've seen bits of it, but I don't think I've ever actually seen
it. Well, it came out in 93.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And it's like, I remember seeing ads for it in comics.
Oh, me too.
Big time. I, for some reason, link it to, and when you were sending messages with videos of it, I was looking for, do you remember on In Living Color? And this is.
Well, I know that it exists.
Are you thinking of Blank Man?
There's Blank Man too. There's Blank Man. There's that, but I was thinking Handy Capable Man.
Oh,
which is horrible. No. That's horrible.
Yeah.
But for some reason,
a lot of it Living Color.
It all kind of like runs in that same circle to me, like in timeline and in my memory. But yeah,
it's not a funny movie, but it is a funny movie. It's good, bad.
Meteor is the meatiest.
Yes, ain't nobody badder than the Meteor Man.
Mm. Oh. I do want to watch it. I mean, even for Cheadle alone. But I looked at the cast, and
the cast is great. The
cast is great. You got Robert Townsend. You got James Earl Jones. Mm-hmm. You got, what did you say?
James Earl Jones wearing...
Luther Vandross?
James Earl Jones wearing a wide array of wigs.
Cool.
Frank Gorshin shows up.
What?
Are you serious?
He's like the top drug lord. He shows up at the end. I'm going to spoil the ending. Okay. It's fine. Earlier in the film, Meteor Man sort of brokers a peace between the Crips and the Bloods, played by Naughty by Nature and Cypress Hill. So Frank Gorshin and all his guys show up and they're like, you know, maybe you ought to take a vacation, Meteor Man. Get out of here. And then all the Crips and all the Bloods who have made peace are up on the rooftops and they all stand up and point their guns at the mobsters. And like, oh, maybe we all take a vacation.
Yeah. I have just learned that Wallace Shawn is also in this film.
Yes.
So, I mean, I'm going to have to watch this.
Yeah.
I'm really going to have to watch this.
It's pretty good.
Cool.
I'd say give it a watch.
All right.
Make it a blockbuster night.
One of my immediate go-tos when I started making
a
list.
One of your meteor go-tos?
The meatiest go-to.
I love that joke, by the way.
From 1981, and this was back when, like... When I was a kid and they didn't have, like, there was obviously, like, pay-per-view kind of channels just started to kind of come up.
Yeah.
It was, like, First Choice Super Channel and stuff like that. And you had, like, the box on top and you had only had a couple channels.
Yep.
Right.
So on that, on loop, for some reason, when I was a kid, was Condor Man.
I don't think I've even heard of this.
Condor.
I don't know anybody in it. I looked it up and I was like, I don't know any of these actors.
Okay.
So even if I said them, it wouldn't matter. But he's a comic book illustrator and he attempts to help a female KGB agent defect. It's like superhero Batman-esque meets Bond in like with goofy intrigue.
Okay.
And it's really He basically becomes the superhero that he draws.
Oh, okay. Right.
So he's got like a big condor suit that's like yellow and golds and stuff. And he's got, I watched one clip where they were, he's escaping and they're in this goofy truck. It almost looks like an Oscar Mayer Wiener truck or something. Like it's something like that. It's a novelty kind of truck.
Right.
And the KGB agent goes, there's someone following. Who is that? And he's like, oh, and he looks and she goes, oh, it's the, and she's got a name for it. And it's like the KGB, whatever, they're all in Porsches and they're zooming up the highway right behind. And she's like, how are we going to get away in this thing? And all of a sudden he hits a couple of buttons and they descend in the truck into a lower part. She's like, whoa. And they disappear. What? And all of a sudden they're in a lower car and he's got like cameras in the car and he starts hitting buttons and they like let the, I don't know if it was oil or like balls things out of the back. And then they hit another button and they go jetting out of the bigger truck. And it's like the Condor Batmobile kind of thing.
It's called the Condor Batmobile.
It's ridiculous, but it's, and it's like the effects are super bad. And, but it's kind of super fun ridiculous
I've
way.
Never even heard of that.
I know.
Before.
Not many people have. That's,
cool.
And there's probably a reason.
Yeah.
I'll mention one.
Please.
I don't know if it fits. Well, it sort of fits. Super.
Yeah.
James Gunn.
Oh, Super. That's great.
That's on. Yeah. That's a big one on my list. Is crazy.
I didn't see that until maybe a year and a half ago.
That is not like, what I expected that movie to be.
No, it got very
dark.
Very dark.
Very dark.
Very dark.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so that's James Gunn movie with
Rainn Wilson.
Elliot Page,
yeah.
Liv Tyler, Kevin Bacon, Nathan Fillion, to name a few.
Yeah. No, I know. And again, a lot of people that he's, you know, that Gunn's worked with. Kevin Bacon, he was like the drug lord guy or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't he? Like the villain? Yeah. So when Kevin Bacon and James Gunn get together, he makes some magic, I think.
So yeah, if you're unfamiliar, I don't know if you want to explain what the plot is.
Well, so he's like Rainn Wilson. He's like a fry cook or something who's just, you know, he's Rainn Wilson-y. He's very awkward. He's just a sort of a strange dude.
Depressed, kind of, just not having a good time in life.
I think it's like his wife left him. Or girlfriend or wife or whatever left him for...
A drug lord.
Yeah, for Kevin Bacon, right?
For Kevin Bacon, yeah. He got her hooked and...
Oh, I see.
Like
On smack. Whatever. Yeah. And then he just decides to become a vigilante. He gets his like red sort of costume. He's like putting up flyers and stuff.
Yep.
And what was it? There was a...
He's got like a pipe wrench or something?
He beats people with a monkey wrench.
Was somebody cut in line or something? I forget. It's been a little bit since I've actually seen it.
Yeah.
Just like, it's sort of this back and forth. It's like, whatever, what are you going to do about it? And it just comes and hits him with a wrench. And it's just like...
Yeah.
And it's like if you hit someone with a wrench, you know what I mean? It was stuff like that where like the violence is just like,
It's not like a light... It's going to be... We just watched Orgasmo where there was like very little blood.
Yeah.
It was like... What's his name?
G-Fresh
gets like beat up completely, and then he's got one little scratch on his face. It's harsh.
Yeah,
yeah. There's a scene of like again, somebody gets like very unexpectedly. You're like, oh, here comes like the big like heroic finish, and just like shot in the head. Like,
Just brutally clocked me.
Yeah, so God actually comes to him in a dream or something and tells him to become the Crimson.
Yeah, he's chemically imbalanced.
Yeah.
Yes.
All I wrote down was just beats people with his pipe wrench.
Teams up with Elliot Page, who like becomes his sidekick.
Yeah.
But then she becomes even more
hardcore like
than him.
Nuts in the first place.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
not the sort of person you'd want to have as a side.
This is like 2010 or something. So Elliot Page is obviously playing a female character.
This is when Elliot was Ellen Page at the time. Yeah.
Exactly. So yeah, and like just completely super pumped and also not.
But Elliot,
clearly a little imbalanced.
They did a fantastic job. Yeah, and that, like everybody played those roles amazingly.
Oh,
and this
one,
I have to be honest. At the time when I originally saw it, James Gunn's name was not on my radar at all.
Yeah.
The writer of Scooby-Doo?
Yeah. I was like, nothing.
Well, like, Slither had come out at that point, I think.
Yeah,
like, I was never
big
into Slither. I
really like that movie.
Yeah.
But
hey, and, you know, there's the trauma connection with Lloyd Kaufman showing up in Orgasmo, and obviously, you know, Gunn was a trauma boy.
Yeah, and, Cannibal the Musical was a trauma movie.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Yeah. I don't know that one. I think I remember like I just rented that when it had just come.
Yeah,
out
I've,
Super,
I've
and it was just like, oh, I didn't expect that, but it did leave an impression.
I don't think I've ever seen it. I've seen some of it, but
yeah,
you know, like the Let's Make a Snowman song. I love that song. The tap dancing scene. It's beautiful. It's tap dancing in the snow. So it's just moving. So Disney was doing this weird thing in the early 2000s, and it was like just before they bought Marvel, they put out Sky High, which was like a teen superhero, like they're going to superhero school.
Right.
And like the...
I know of it.
There's a lot of people in it. We'll get to it,
I wrote down the... I didn't write down the main cast, because whatever. Kurt Russell is like a Superman guy. And...
Kelly Preston, I think, they're both superheroes, right?
Yeah.
They're legend. He's like kind of the main, and his son doesn't...
he doesn't have any powers.
Doesn't really have any powers.
Until he does.
Then he becomes a U.S. agent. No.
Yeah. But I wrote down just specifically the staff of the school.
Yeah.
So Linda Carter is the principal. Bruce Campbell is the gym coach.
Yeah. He's got the yelling power, right? Doesn't he like have like a...
You know what? I got to be honest. Yeah. And I think I might have mentioned it earlier. I got about 15 minutes into the movie and Kevin Heffernan from Broken Lizard is like the school bus driver. And the movie wasn't really catching my attention. So I turned it off and put on Beer Fest instead. And I watched that.
Did anyone wear a superhero costume in Beer Fest?
I don't think so. Some guys wore Lederhosen.
Close enough.
Yeah. One guy tried to drink most of still.
Yeah.
But then he drowned.
Yeah.
But then his
twin brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's been a while.
That was the best.
Yeah. That was pretty good.
It's I remember call me quite by his name movie,
and then let's never talk about this again.
Yeah. We won't even have that awkward moment. Oh, it's good to have you back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who else? Cloris Leachman is the school nurse
who has
X-ray vision.
Right.
And Dave Foley is the teacher of, or the head of the sidekick program.
Dave Foley.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Kevin MacDonald is like the mad scientist science teacher.
I mean, like,
so
who
Dave
else?
And Kevin get a couple scenes together.
Sorry, this is a movie or a series?
It's a movie.
Movie. Yeah.
Just put a lab coat on Kevin and yeah, of course.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
Who else,
sense.
Could he be?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think he has a huge brain too.
Yeah, he might. Yeah, that might be. That sounds about right. I loved it. Like, that's one of the, that was like definitely the highlight was all of the teacher, well,
the stunt castings.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So that came out in 2005.
Yeah.
In 2006, another movie came out called Zoom, in which Tim Allen is a retired speedster who teaches the next generation of superheroes to fight crime and shit. And then 3 years later, they just bought Marvel, and they stopped making movies like this.
Let's just make these.
Because why would they make movies like that?
Once they made a Tim Allen movie, they're like, oh, God, let's just...
What have we done?
Yeah, yeah. Disney. That was one of two Tim Allen Disney movies that came out that year.
Yeah.
Because it was also the same year as The Santa Claus 3, The Escape Clause. Ooh. That one had Martin Short. He's fun.
Oh, and he played like a weird... Icicle-y.
Yeah, it was Jack Frost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, creepy. A few things remind another some other superhero connections in the future. Not necessarily the same, but in Sky High, some of the kids. It was one of them was like she had the plant powers. It was Danielle Panabaker, who was on Killer Frost in the Flash show.
Oh, mm.
And I believe the one, the sort of the love interest slash, there's a twist, was a Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
It was.
Who,
you know, Ramona Flowers and Scott Pilgrim. Yep. Obviously, well, not. Superhero, but like, and the Huntress in Birds of Prey, and you know, in Star Wars stuff now, all over the place. She's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, you know what?
She was not.
That Birds of Prey show.
No, the movie.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, she's
the
not the
Harley
one in
Quinn.
The...
Oh, that's
Birds
right.
One. Yeah, she was Huntress in that.
You know what? The amount of
totally
DC.
Not the crossbow killer. Huntress.
Yeah. The amount of DC movies that I have not seen.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I kept waiting for the thing to freaking congeal, and it just never did.
No.
So.
No. But, you know, that one, you know, I enjoyed that one. That was a fun time.
Yeah.
There was a bunch of other ones that jumped to mind, but then there was one that I've never heard anyone else talk about. And it's, I realized timeline where it fits is a weird spot. It's 2009, and it's Chris Evans, but it's before.
Was it Leaper?
Push.
Oh, Push. Oh, put. What if Push and Leaper met?
Yeah. Was it Jumper or Leaper?
It might have been
Jumper.
Yeah. And Leaper, that's like the gritty Batroc the Leaper origin story.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
So Jumper, that's what it
this
was.
This is after Fantastic
Something that's
Four.
Just like a onesie.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So this is after Fantastic Four. So he's already done Johnny Storm.
Yep. Yeah.
But this is before, this is a year before Scott Pilgrim.
Mm-hmm.
And, 2 years before he becomes Captain America.
Who's the lady in it? Is it Dakota Fanning?
It's Dakota Fanning. And Zhaimin Hounsou is in it. Ming-Na Wen is in it.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
And I remember seeing it and not knowing anything about it. And I don't know if I like rented it at the time or saw it online. I can't remember. And I was just like, where did this come from? Like, it's actually really, I thought was really good. I don't know if it probably got universally panned as really stupid, but I kind of enjoyed it. And it was like this idea that... like CIA or whoever are tapping into people with psychic abilities. And each one has, pushers, watchers, sniffers, wipers, shadows. So each one has wipers.
At least half of this is weird bathroom stuff.
Brushers, flossers,
yeah.
stinkers.
Water picks.
And then they team up.
Yeah.
They worked on.
Well, you can be a shampooer or a conditioner or a two in one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's when they fuse together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wonder Twin Powers activate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then the governments have been working on like drug boosters to increase them, and it never worked until once they suddenly figured out the key, and then people were like escaping and getting hunted all over.
Yeah.
But it was just like they only have little individual powers. I'm like, I can only see a little bit into the future in this, and I'm not sure what it is. And then
one, I'm more of a nudger,
more telekinetic just nudge kind of people. Thing. So then it's Chris Evans taking Dakota Fanning and like trying to save one another and trying to figure out what the storyline is and who's actually the bad guy and who's a good guy. And I'd really enjoy
it. Well, I haven't, can't say I've seen it, but you know,
it's I feel fun. Like I've seen parts of it.
It's pretty fun.
Yeah. There's always Darkman.
Yay, Darkman!
Which I haven't seen it in a long time.
Yeah.
I've seen
that clip of him at the carnival.
At the carnival, I was just
few times.
Say,
I think that's a Raimi.
Yeah. It is a Raimi.
Before Spider-Man, before it's very Doctor Raimi. Strange, obviously.
Very Raimi.
Yeah.
And it's partially
because. Very Raimi.
Yeah.
It just, it's got that.
Love that Raimi.
It's got that, just for the time period, 1990?
Yeah.
So it's that time in effects.
Yes.
And where there's overlays and stuff, and it's very clearly poorly overlaid.
Yeah.
But you know what? It has a certain charm.
That is kind of like, you lean into it, right? I mean, that's
and then
part
you just have Liam Neeson, like, you're like...
Yeah.
Is it Liam Neeson, Bruce Campbell, Francis McDormand, who I totally forgot is in that movie.
Oh, wow.
I mean, he's only Bruce Campbell for a second, right?
Yeah. Well, just at, like the, right end, at the end. Right? He's,
And then Larry Drake, of course.
Of course.
Do you know who Larry Drake is?
No. Should I?
Sam Raimi's car is in there at some point, right? The classic.
Of course.
It is. Yeah. Anyway, continue.
Larry Drake, there was, what show was it? L.A. Law.
Okay.
From like way back when.
Okay.
And he was a character, and this is the only time, this is where he became famous somewhat. He was a main character in that. But he was a guy in his 30s or whatever.
Yeah,
he was challenged and he was brought in to help around the office. And so I don't know. I just thought he was a challenged actor. And then I see him and I'm like, oh, he's just playing a challenged guy on TV, and I'm like, and then every time I see him, he's a bad guy. And then there was like,
I'm sure that part has aged very well.
Oh yeah, exactly. I'm sure. Yeah, but there was one he plays.
Well, this picture looks.
I was like, he's a bad dentist in something.
Dr. Giggles.
Dr. Giggles. That's it.
Dr. Giggles.
Dr. Giggles.
I don't know why. I don't really have a reason for that, but. It's whatever he gets.
So
it's all the way from Dublin.
Darkman's thing, his face and body's all effed up, right?
Yeah.
And he makes masks, but the masks only last a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
But he can look like anyone. That's the thing.
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. Because it's been a while.
I know. Yeah. I was the same thing when you were. Yeah. We were talking about what movies to watch, and you said you were watching Meteor Man. I was like, oh, I should watch Darkman, and then I went to sit down and.
That's okay. That's okay.
Had a little sleep.
I just had a little sleep. Yep.
Dream about Darkman.
There is the Unbreakable.
The Darkest Time.
The Unbreakable series.
Yeah, that's.
Oh, yeah.
That counts.
That.
I mean, yeah.
Oh,
does.
Yeah, absolutely.
The first two are really good.
Yeah.
You know what? I've never seen Split was the second. Like the,
yeah.
Split.
That's with Angry Bri in it.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
I've
got regular Bri. I don't need an Angry Bri.
If you
want to
say I look like James McAvoy, I'll take it. He's an attractive man. That's fine. I'll take it.
But in there that movie, he it's like he dressed up as you.
Yeah.
In that.
Oh, yeah. Well, when he was like, he had the glasses on and he was like very, he seemed just very like serious and stressed out all the time.
But just physically, like he just suddenly, like there's certain times he's a little thinner, sometimes he's a little bigger, whatever, like he's bulked up. And
Yeah.
He was in pretty good shape for this, but he, and he's flipping around, and it was an astounding performance just to see him flip from personality to personality.
Yeah, that alone is for sure.
And it was really well done.
I've literally seen 90% of that movie, and I think we were watching it with a friend who just like didn't want to watch the end, and then I just never got to see the
end. I think I remember you talking about that. I mean, like, that's weird. How would you get that? Like,
yeah,
I was pretty far in. I feel like 90 or at least like three quarters through.
Yeah.
I was just like, Like, and I still haven't seen it. So the end.
Yeah, like Unbreakable was, I thought it was fantastic. That one was really good. And yeah. I was really disappointed with Glass.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah. Which I was like, oh.
They're going to go biggest building in Chicago.
M. Night Shyamalan not sticking the landing.
I know.
What?
Yeah.
And then Bryce Dallas Howard shows up and she's like, we're all in the past. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
We're all in the future.
Past. Yeah.
And there's a lady in that water.
Oh!
And that.
I like that movie.
Everybody, Lady in the Water?
Yeah.
Haven't seen it.
Everyone crapped on that movie.
Haven't seen
Everyone craps on him, but I was like, I've watched some stuff on just breaking down why it seems to like...
Right.
Eh.
Yeah, I mean, The Visit was good. It was a good like return to form sort of thing.
And The Village, a lot of people liked it. Village. I really quite liked it.
Yeah.
But yeah, some of them didn't work, but eh. Well.
Yeah.
Since we mentioned, very, very quickly, we mentioned Lloyd Kaufman, Trauma, Toxic Avenger.
That's my next one.
Toxic Which Avenger. I didn't, when I
Not
was...
Not to mention Sergeant Kabuki Man, NYPD.
Toxic Avenger, they made like a, there's a comic book, might have been an adaptation or something, which I believe was published by Marvel, which is weird.
I think you're
it
right.
It was around that time where they were like publishing
they
like...
They got a lot of rights to do whatever.
Yeah.
They had, Marvel at the time, they had, like, Bill and Ted comics, and they had, Elf, and they had all sorts
of... Well, it was probably close to the time when Toxic Avenger was having, like, a spin-off cartoon.
Right.
Toxic Crusaders.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
when's that new one coming out?
Oh, that's with Peter Dinklage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Elijah Wood, I think?
Yeah.
Weird.
That kind of makes me super excited, because I feel like Elijah Wood kind of just goes for it
sometimes. Oh, yeah, he just does whatever.
Sure. Yeah.
Him and Daniel Radcliffe, they're both great.
I think so.
Daniel Radcliffe is...
Team them up.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's done some really... You
seen Guns Akimbo? That one's weird. That's a weird one.
Weird.
Yeah. I haven't seen that yet, but...
It's you know what? You don't have to.
Yeah.
But you could.
If you want just a fun watch.
Yeah. It seems like one of those ones where like you're not going to regret seeing it. Doesn't mean you're going to watch it again and again.
Exactly. It's not a cult classic, but it's a watch it once for sure.
Right. Old Gun Hands Danny.
Mm-hmm.
And just quickly
maybe
he'll
be Claw Hands Danny soon. Probably. Who knows? I'd be open for it. He's a good actor.
Yeah. Just quick name drops. Greatest American Hero.
Yeah, of course.
TV
yeah.
show.
Yeah.
Hancock.
Yeah. That was a movie. Smith.
Yeah, it was.
You know what? The first half of it was decent.
Yeah, first half.
It had an interesting premise and a different kind of feel.
Like, how that was advertised, being like, oh, he's just this messed up, drunk, homeless, like, you know. And the last half or so was just like, what the hell is this now?
Yeah.
Like, this isn't what I wanted to see.
Yeah.
And then with the success of the Avengers came, like there was some knockoff ones kind of like that. Did you ever see the Guardians?
Of course I saw the Guardians. Ooh, that guy turned into a bear. Yeah.
2017 is like basically the Russian Avengers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cold War era heroes, and it was like universally banned as being horrible.
Yeah.
And it was.
Yeah. Yeah. Unfortunately, that's the bell. We're out of time because we're all going to a wrestling event.
Woo!
And it starts in 45 minutes, and
we're not wrestling.
We are out of town. We're not?
We're
not wrestling? I wore my singlet for nothing?
Well, I'm here to watch you wrestle.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I was planning on taking my shirt off and getting in the ring, but I was also planning on getting thrown out afterwards.
I mean, I won't be wrestling, but maybe someone else will be who looks like me but is wearing a mask.
Oh.
His name's Kyle. Fuck.
Kyle, fuck.
Yeah. Speaking of which, my name's Kyle Lees, and you can check my stuff out at thekylelees.com.
Kyle, fuck.
Yeah. Or thekylelees on Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am Merc. You can find me at mercasylum.ca, mercasylum.ca. Merc on Facebook, Mercanaut, like astronaut on Instagram.
Not Brycotic. You can check me out at Brycotic, BRYKOTYK, on Instagram, Tumblr, and Blue Sky. And my comic is Welcome to Hereafter at welcometohereafter.com, which you probably could have predicted.
if you could think of any ones that we didn't cover that you're like, hey, those dinks didn't cover that one, please send us a message, let us know, and maybe we can revisit this at a time when we're not under a crazy time rush.
Yes, exactly.
Because we had to stop and watch Orgasmo, a movie that we didn't even talk about.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was an experience.
Yeah.
It was an experience that I'll never
forget. Well, we'll have to do another episode where we talk about Orgasmo.
Yeah, well, that's when we watched the unrated cut.
Perfect.
There you go.
There we go.
We can compare the two. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you next week.
All right.
Bye.
We're going to see wrestling.
We're going to see wrestling.